This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Tribal leaders in Montana are pulling out of the Attorney General's Task Force on Missing and Murdered Indigenous People after he announced his intent to support the Keystone XL pipeline in court. Olivia Reingold has more.
The Attorney General of Montana, Republican Tim Fox, appointed members to the task force this spring. Now, some are resigning because Fox, who's running for governor, wants to join a lawsuit in support of the Keystone XL pipeline.
He's shaking your hand with one hand, but on the back, he's crossing his fingers and telling the state to go forward with this pipeline.
Assiniboine and Sioux tribal member Justin Dupree is one of two who've resigned since Monday. The task force has 11 members, including 8 tribal representatives. The only tribal member who could be reached in time for broadcast says she's considering leaving the task force and is talking it over with her tribe. Dupree says man camps that house temporary pipeline workers would increase violence and missing persons cases. That's something he worries about for his two daughters. Pipeline projects and crime rates are connected, according to the recent Canadian inquiry into missing and murdered Indigenous women. The pipeline would cross the Missouri River a quarter mile upstream from the Fort Peck Nation. Dupree says the pipeline would economically develop some parts of the state, but
the reservation is going to see a majority of the bad things that follow that.
Fox says the pipeline would be an economic boon for the state, primarily filling the 7 counties it's supposed to cross with $63 million in property taxes. He's filed a motion to intervene in a lawsuit to support the pipeline Monday.
But I guess, what do you have to say to the tribes of Montana, specifically Fort Belknap, who say, hey, this wouldn't benefit us, we don't want this?
Well, I think that I haven't looked at that statement. I don't know that that's a correct statement, because the tax revenues from the pipeline being built alone will be a benefit to all Montanans.
Former task force member Dupree says the Assiniboine and Sioux tribes won't be able to collect on the pipeline's property taxes because it won't cross into Roosevelt County, where the reservation is located. For National Native News, I'm Olivia Reingold in Billings, Montana.
A special ceremony was held recently in Canada to remember the Indigenous children who died in the residential school system. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, a banner held the names of nearly 3,000 students who died.
The cloth banner was blood red, and the names of 2,800 children were emblazoned on it in stark white. The banner was unveiled at the Canadian Museum of History. It comes after years of research into what happened to Indigenous children who were taken from their homes and placed in the schools and never seen again. From the late 1800s to the mid-1900s, about 150,000 Canadian Indigenous children were forced to attend the church-run, government-funded schools. Thousands were physically, emotionally, and sexually abused. Many also died. Dr. Barney Williams is an elder and survivor of the residential school system.
There's a lot missing still, but people are remembering that so-and-so didn't come home because they never came. They just were wherever they were buried, wherever they were left. But we didn't know that. Like, I'm 80 years old now, and it's finally to see something like this for me is really heartwarming, and also, like I said, very emotional, because I often, in my journey, often wondered what happened.
It's believed another 1,600 children may have died. The present list comes after the final report of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission called for the government to create a register of those who lost their lives because of the residential schools. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation, with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by Ramona Farms, offering wholesome and delicious foods from our heirloom crops as our contribution to a better diet for the benefit of all people. We are honored to share our centuries-old farming and culinary traditions online at ramonafarms.com.
And by the law offices of Sanofsky, Chambers, Saxe, Miller, and Monkman, a national tribal rights law firm with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska, and online at sanofsky.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.